While most of us were grumbling about the 30 below cold snap that set in for a while last month, Air Force personnel who came here from Southern California say the conditions were just right to test the F-35's ability to operate in chilly temperatures.
Our objective essentially was to take the F-35 up to a cold environment, which that definitely qualified as being a cold environment, probably colder than I've ever seen, and we were able to collect as much data as possible.
Colonel Michael Starr commands the Air Force Operational Test and Evaluation Center's 1st Detachment out of Edwards Air Force Base. And he says the testing that began in mid-January and wrapped up last week mainly involved checking out how the aircraft handled the cold during routine functions.
The main goal, main objective of the test was to see how the aircraft performed, not just start taxiing and take off, but also once we got to the range, how it was going to perform in certain mission sets.
Those mission sets included carrying out simulated combat scenarios. Starr says testing personnel also gained important knowledge by just pulling maintenance on the advanced fighter.
And it also included a heavy workload by maintenance. A lot of folks are out there in the cold weather, evaluating what it was like to do things on the aircraft required for a normal operation.
Starr says the next two rounds or increments of F-35 testing will subject the warplane to increasingly realistic combat scenarios that'll be conducted in a different extreme environment in Southern California, Arizona, and elsewhere around the Southwest.
Increment two is scale low-intensity type conflict issues that we're going to be dealing with. That starts this spring, if approved, with the appropriate agencies. And then we'll roll into increment three sometime this fall, again, if approved and if we're given the go-ahead. And that's more of a high-intensity type conflict operational test and evaluation.
Starr says the F-35s also are being tested by both the Navy and Marines, which would be getting their own variants of the aircraft, also known as the Joint Strike Fighter. F-35s also are being tested by U.S. allies that are interested in adding the warplane to their air forces, including the U.K., Netherlands, Norway, and Australia. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.